Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to The Range, everybody. I am here today with, we got Hollywood, my cohort, and Sam Solholt is in the shop today. And we're just kind of doing like a little encore episode here, impromptu. This is going to be a shiny objects episode. So we're going to talk a little bit why Sam is here and the shiny object that's currently going on with him right now. So thanks for coming, man.
Hey, happy to be here.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Easy. Just a quick 3.5 hour drive down from Fargo.
I was going to say you're driving this time, not rucking.
So yeah. I didn't have to walk.
Yeah, no, it's just good to have you in person too, because the last one we did was remote, and that is shockingly worked really well for you being out in the woods.
That was really surprising, because when we did that one, I was in the bus, I believe, and the service was not very good, but I had rigged up running off of like the hotspot for my phone, and there wasn't too many people in the campground at that point, so there wasn't drop in service. So, yeah, it all worked out.
That was good. Yeah, that worked out real well. And so, for those of you who haven't listened to the previous episode, make sure. You also get back over to the previous episode we did with Sam. I believe it's titled The 100 Mile Duck Ruck. And speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about that, man. That was really awesome. I think you raised quite a bit of money in that deal.
Yeah, yeah. For people listening who don't want to go back and watch the entirety of like that project, basically the short synopsis of that was, came up with the idea to kind of leverage a project that we were already doing for conservation. And we've been raising for money to buy duck stamps over the past 4 years. This was a way to potentially kind of grow that in a shorter period of time. So came up with rucking 100 miles through the Prairie Pothole region, started in North Dakota, hiked into South Dakota, hiked 100 miles in 3 days, and had a road crew, some buddies, my brother. We leapfrogged the bus and the van past me, and we ended up raising a little over 50K this year. So the goal was 100, but I'm super stoked with the fact that we raised over 50. So
that's wild. Yep. And how much did you exceed the previous seasons?
So we did a little bit more than the previous year, but the year before it took us the entirety of the fall to make it happen. So we didn't hit that number until late December, and we were almost at 50K by mid September when I finished the ruck. So it was definitely a huge boost. And then obviously a lot of that, you know, we're able to send out stamps to a lot more people early on, and they're able to, you know, use them for, you know, duck hunting and goose hunting and whatever. Like it's a, you know, we're buying physical duck stamps and mailing them out with our t-shirts and hoodies and everything we sell on the website. So, it was a cool way to do it this year. And, my feet recovered faster than I thought they would.
Okay.
It all went great.
That was my follow-up. If you're wearing special shoes now, just for that.
No,
reason.
I'm actually wearing the shoes that I wore on the ruck.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They looked like it.
I did have to switch day three because these are not a wide set of shoes, and my right foot is a little bit bigger than my left, I found out. And so what happened is I had cascading blisters. So I got a blister on my pinky toe, and then that led to a blister on my next toe, and then the next one, and the next one. And by the end, it was just like the end of my right foot was just rotten.
Those had to smell pretty good.
Yeah. I won't go into too much detail, but like I had like a snakeskin shedding experience like 3 weeks later.
Nice.
My whole foot kind of fell off. But
if anyone thinks you're gross for that, look at Cam Haynes' feet. I'm sure they're just as bad.
Yeah, I did lose it one toenail, you know, so I feel proud of that.
Wow, nice. Yeah, you put it in then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 100 miles, man. That's quite the feat. And I was just like, it was fun to watch it, you know, it was fun to follow along and root for you and see all the people joining in and coming along and your family joining you and all that. So it was really, really cool to watch.
Yeah, it was a fun project, and we'll see what we come up with this year. I don't know if I'll walk another 100 miles, but I feel like people now are expecting that.
Got to go really, 120.
Yeah, really, you know, created a monster, but that's okay. It's good for me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. The reason you're here today, why don't we talk a little bit about that? I'll let you take the reins on that too. What prompted you to come down and why we're here talking right now?
Yeah, so I just got a brand new bow, so that's why I'm here. But I got the new Prime RVX, and I'm left-handed, so it took a lot longer for me to get it. But now I have it. It's still only January, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I've wanted to do this for 3 years now, but the timing has never really worked out. So. Mm-hmm. I'm creating a kind of a home bow build series where got the bow, going to do an episode on YouTube. This will be on our Soholt Brothers YouTube channel, but did I have a kind of a home bow shop. So I've got like a, you know, a tool rack with a bow press and an arrow cutter. And I need to get a bow vise. That's the last piece that I need for my bow shop. I kind of have everything to be able to work on all of my own bow technician type stuff. And I did that once for a year when I worked for my brother and he owned an archery shop. But when they closed their archery shop, they created a bow tune school. And it's a way for, it's an online course. It's 13 main modules. And then they've been updating it with all of the new bows and like how to work on the new bows and like from every brand. And so bowtuneschool.com. And if people want to learn how to A, work on their own bow, or B, be able to understand what's going on with their bow when they bring it into a shop. So right. let's say, you know, like something goes wrong with it. You don't have the tools at home to fix it, maybe. But when you go to the shop and be like, hey, I know this is going on. This is going on. I need this repaired. So then you can go in there a little bit more educated when they're working on your bow.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, kind of a better experience for you if you're not just going in blind.
Right.
And so I'll just do shameless plug. So if you use the code SAM10, you get 10% off Bowtoon School. But anyway, back to the series. So I'm going to do a series of getting my bow ready for season. So I'm going to do an episode on my bow shop, home, you know, garage shop, an episode on the bow itself. And then this will be episode two. I might combine it with two. But anyway, coming down here and getting a rest, a stabilizer, and a string set, which then now I'm taking home. And I'm going to put all of that on in my own bow shop. And then next week, I'm going to go hang out with the Dialed Archery guys and get a sight and do the same thing and kind of go through methodically like how I set up my bow, my arrows, getting dialed in for the season and then shooting throughout the year. And then once the bow's broken in, going back and paper tuning it.
That's awesome.
And
the so the bow school, what did you say, SAM 10 for 10% off,
SAM 10.
Right? So head on over there and check that out. And I guess I can see the importance of, even if you're maybe not planning on diving really deep into learning how to tune a bow, but understanding it, right? Because I can't even imagine handing my bow off to somebody else and letting them build it and tune it, because I've just been doing it myself for so long. And so, and of course, I'd trust Hollywood. There's some people that I could trust to work on my bow. But it's, you know, just having that awareness, right? Like a little bit, you know, even like I'm not much of a mechanic, but I still like to know little things about my truck. So when I bring it in and the guy's like, yeah, you need brakes all the way around, pads and rotors and the whole works. And I'm like,
no, I don't.
Do I? Do I? Let me see, you know, that kind of thing. So, so that's certainly helpful too. So really, that's really cool concept.
Yeah. And the other thing with that course is, you know, like we're in an archery shop today. And there's people that like aspire to work in an archery shop. So their course, they have a test at the end if you want to take it, and you can actually get a certification to be an archery tech. The course is way more in depth than a lot of the things that you would go to, like an archery technician school, just because it's so many hours of, you know, teaching basically. You know, it's everything from completely ripping the bow apart and putting it all back together and paper tuning, broadhead tuning, all that stuff.
And once you pay for the modules, right, you can go back and it's lifetime, right?
Yeah. So they have a subscription or they have a lifetime, and the lifetime is obviously the better deal. So if you ever forget something, you can just hop back on and go, oh, how do you reserve the middle of that string? And just go watch my brother teach you how to do that.
Yeah. So it's brilliant.
We wouldn't know anything about that here on serving strings.
Yeah.
Is the ultimate deal though. Having your in-home shop, that's like, you know, goal for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the bench, but man, it's going to take a little bit for press, saw, device, all that comes with time. But that'll be sweet. Seeing that build on your home turf, that'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Just start selling off your wife's jewelry or something.
I know, right? Yeah. Get rid of all those rings. Can I have that back? I'm kidding.
Right. Oh, man. I wanted to talk about, what was it? I think it was early September. And I'm sitting at a bar in Duluth, getting ready to go up to the Boundary Waters. I'm going to spend a week up there and just, you know, whatever, just think.
Yeah.
And I get a text from Sam, and he's like, dude, does Shiel sell your arrow rests? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. You know, I'd give them a buzz and make sure they got one, but, you know, we can try to figure something out. And he was like, oh, check this out. Sends me I think you had maybe posted the video already.
Yeah. Basically, as soon as my buddy had sent me the video of me breaking my rest, I posted it.
So yeah, I go to his Instagram page, and there's a video up there, and he's trimming a branch, and the branch falls, lands right on your bow.
Yeah. I want to preface this because I got a lot of, not a lot of hate, but you know, there's a lot of smart people on social media.
Yeah. Oh, I remember seeing some of the comments. Yeah.
Okay. So I had a lot of people like, why didn't you pull your bow up first? Okay. I want to preface, I want to help people understand what was going on. So that the tree that I was trimming the branch out of was not the tree I was hunting out of. Mm-hmm. And so I actually, my bow, I had leaned it against the opposite, the tree that I cut the branch off of, mm-hmm. but I hung my sticks and my saddle platform and that branch was right in the way. And so I actually had to turn around on my platform, send my lineman's belt. I did like a big, like swing around the other tree, got it hooked, mm-hmm. stepped across to this little like crotch that of the tree that I could stand in. And then I was going to cut that off and get it out of the way. Well, what happened when I cut it, typically you cut a branch that big and it was mm-hmm. pretty big around. You cut mm-hmm. a branch that big, it just kind of like tilts down, you know, breaks off, and then you move it out of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting this thing and it's an old dead branch and it, instead of like kind of breaking and just the end going down, it broke off immediately. And so when it broke, the very end of the branch hit another brush pile and then it basically cantilevered that giant branch straight down on top of my bow and it just crushed my rest. And so it was 45 minutes to the bow shop and I went and spent a bunch of money on a replacement rest real quick, and then as soon as I could I had a vapor trail back on it.
Yeah. he said yeah, I had to put a ham ski on it. And I go, well, if anything at least it's not a QAD.
Yeah.
At least it's still limb driven.
Yeah. And again, all good, you know, we say these things in jest because it's, you know, we try to be friendly with everybody and
of
all
course.
The companies and everything right, yeah. like that. But more or less the concept of it being limb driven is kind of what I'm driving home as far as like the technology,
yeah.
because
yes.
I don't care what T-Bone says, cable driven is not better than limb driven.
No.
I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah. Fight all day on it.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, it was kind of cool because I'm like sitting there getting ready to go. And then when we're going back and forth, I was like, oh no, this is, you know, and there's absolutely nothing I can do. Right. Like, I'm like, if I could, I would go to the shop, put a rest together for you right now and overnight it, you know, cause mm-hmm. That's such a bummer, you know? And it's funny when you watch the video too, it doesn't even seem like the branch really comes down hard, but
no,
it's just the
yeah.
way it came in.
Yeah. It's the bottom of that branch that looked like it hit it.
It just really accelerated it right. Like, and it hit nothing but the rest. Like it just came down and just, like snap yeah. that bolt off. And
yeah.
Not today, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw like one of the comments was like, why wouldn't you have it up in the tree, or why would you leave your bow right there if you're cutting the branch? It's like, well, again, I saw through it where it's like, well, you probably didn't plan on the branch cutting and
no,
falling there.
I hadn't planned on cutting that branch at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm sure it wasn't planned.
Yeah. That day it was like 100 degrees. I'm already up in the tree. You know, like I wasn't going to climb down, climb down, hook my bow up, bring that up, get it all set up, then go across. I was like, I'm already up here. Let's just get this done. And then, you know, I can be ready to hunt when mm-hmm. I get back up. And
yeah.
No.
It wasn't a Bomar move, set your truck on fire just to get some attention.
No. This was definitely an accident.
Oh, man. I love dogging on those fools. And it would have been so much better if the rest survived it, right? But,
yeah.
you know, of course, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if any rest could have survived that, you know what I mean? But either way, glad you were able to get back up to speed and get
yep.
going and do all of that. And I could, I can't remember now. Did you end up getting
Not that trip. Nope. It took me another 123 days to go back and then kill one.
I remember that's right, November.
Well, yeah. So in that area though, I had hunted opener and then we hunted the last week of the season. And so I killed one on January 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the recent one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh
right.
my gosh.
Okay.
I thought this was still like, up at your other spot.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one in November, was a little further south.
Got you.
Yeah. Like a couple states.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got the Prime RVX.
Yeah. 34.
34. Hollywood can speak a little bit about that. He's already had success with the 34.
I've had zero success. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I've shot a couple of does so
nice.
Far. It's, you'll find when you are working on it, at least in my experience, tuning it.
Yeah.
No problems at all.
Sweet.
And then especially with that rest, like, you know, when the whole QAD, like the integrate IMS stuff came mm-hmm. out, we're all just kind of like, whatever, what's wrong with a long bolt? Well, once you're dealing with just that clamp, oh, it's so nice. Yeah. Like, you literally just, wherever you want it, you know, if you want to go, you know, right above for center on burger hole, or just, you know, right in center, like, you just put that screw basically right even with it, clamp it down, and you're basically done. You know, just put your set screw on the back so it doesn't slide. And on my Prime, I didn't really put that set screw in too hard. I think their coating process is just fine. But, yeah, just clamp it down, and, I mean, you're pretty much rocking. Just do your normal center shot and levels and whatnot, and it was easy. It was easy. I didn't have to play with shimming too much. And then
I want to touch just a little bit on what you were talking about in regards to the set screw, because I don't think a lot of that information's out there right now as far as what that means. And so basically, Sam, what had happened is with, for some reason, Matthew's coating, I don't know what it is, but the rest does not, like, it'll has a difficult time gripping onto that finish. And so over time, it'll start to slide down or whatever direction you have the cord in, it'll start to shift. And we haven't run into that with any other manufacturers, just Matthews. And nothing against Matthews. It's just something about the coating.
Yeah.
So what we did was we put a set screw into that main bracket and it's tucked in there. It's kind of hidden. Cause I know Ears was one of the people that helped us identify that. Cause he goes, man, I've been shooting, and like all of a sudden I'm shooting low, and I go, oh shoot, I forgot you got one off the first run. So I'm like, I got him the new bracket right away, and that solved the problem. So, but just so you know about that, and for our listeners too, there's that set screw in there, and it mostly is just Matthews bows that we've had problems with.
Yeah, just because of whatever their dip or coating.
Yeah, yeah, whatever coating they're using. Yeah,
can't explain it other than that.
I didn't know Ears still shot bows.
I'm sure he finds some time, you know. He shoots it when he's like flinging an arrow at an animal. Yeah. That's when he shoots.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he does now. After that, I did. So factory from Prime, they don't have the adjustable draw stop placed in there yet.
Right.
So I did throw that in anyway, just because I'm like, well, if you have it, you know, or if they've got it, I'm going to use it. Right. So I love that feature too. Like, just being able to advance it a little bit, because you know, on my Nexus, you could kind of do the same with the draw stops. And I think that thing's sitting around 85, 86% let off. But after shooting so much target last year, I'm like, I kind of want a little bit more. So being able to adjust that, making it closer to 80, you know, it's really nice. So everything they did this year is just perfect. And you've been shooting, was it the Revex before? So the grip is like the same as that. And it took me a little bit switching from like Matthews, you know, a few years ago to Prime, but that grip is so nice. And then, like, you know, you have all these companies saying like the warm grip with carbon or whatever, like that nano grip is actually like,
actually
noticeably
warm.
Yeah, I noticed it too. So I'm like, it's no problem walking around in, you know, the western super cold states when it's 6 below and windy. It's fine. Like, backside sure, but
And I do remember, like, before they went to that nano grip, like being like hunting late season, especially, you know, in the Dakotas, like when you get into November, a lot of times it's in the tens, teens, you know, like, and like, just if, you know, if you go, if you have a deer coming and you go to hold that bow and then like, okay, it doesn't work out, but you've been holding that bow for like 3, 4, 5 minutes or whatever, and you set it back down and your hand is just frozen.
Yeah.
And like, you don't even notice it anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's that bare metal grip that they used to have. But, are you do plan on getting a Picatinny sight?
Yes.
Sweet. Yeah. And that was like, wasn't a make or break for me at all. It's just like, if you, again, you, if you got it, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
And, after using it, like, I kind of, I dig it, because it's just like same thing. It's just a clamp. You just set it down and it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
And like,
when I first saw it, I was like, that kind of looks weird. You know, because you're so used to having like that big bar or like, you know, a big kind of whatever.
Big dovetail hanging
something,
off. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, it looks a little weird, but then I was like, I wonder how much weight that cuts down on, like, just not have the rest of that whole system in there.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. And then if, you know, with the Prime specifically, if you want to go with their special bracket for their tight spot, you know, and I love that too, playing around with that. You know, otherwise, if you don't want to, again, you're not having to like bolt it into a sight and then, oh shoot, I have to get different screws for whatever reason.
Right.
Like, you know, it can just go right into normal sight mounting screws. Like, yeah, again, it cuts down a lot of weight. And then I haven't played with it too much, just because where I got my sight set was like perfect right away. But I imagine, you know, depending on your peep height and whatnot, it'd be so easy just to, again, go up and down that Picatinny.
Right.
And it'd be done. Yep. So I love it. I don't think you'll find anything wrong with that bow.
No.
At all.
I'm fine.
Not that you have before.
But dialed in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I take a ton of pride too. Like when I see that you've had success, like when you got that buck on January 4th, I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is freaking sweet. And he's got our stuff on there. And you know, I just love that. And I also want to thank you for trusting in our products, you know?
Oh yeah.
That's amazing. And that helps us a ton, you know, as far as other people, they know if you trust it, they trust it. So mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty easy thing to do with everybody that's shooting it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Quick question. What arrows are you running the G5 arrows?
Yeah, I'm running the G5.
Got you. Yep. So what did they do anything new this year? Like, I think there's a name change, but
I think the Mark series is still the same. Gotcha. And then I don't know what's been announced yet or not, but they had it shown at ATA show. So I don't know how secretive it is. It's probably out there.
I haven't seen it. I creeped on their Instagram last week.
I wonder if they just did it for buyers, but there's more. I don't
know. There's a couple of things there that I'm like, oh, like, you know, the one thing. I'm like,
well, the broadhead.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's out there, isn't there?
I haven't seen anything on it from them.
BA said they were going to launch it at ATA, but then you said you didn't see anything.
Damon,
so.
And I haven't seen
it. Oh, nothing. I wonder if they're, I think they're tweaking it a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're running the Mark arrows.
Running the Marks, yep. Because I was shooting Method and then they went out of business.
Yep.
Dissolved. Yeah. And then, but yeah, I just talked to Brian. I was like, all right, I'm just looking for something. Like, I want my total arrow weight to be like 450, and that's like perfect sweet spot. Mm-hmm. I think I'm running the Mark 244s.
Gotcha.
And then, cause those are like 10.9 per inch.
Gotcha.
And a 29 inch arrow, and then the insert, and then the whatever, 100 grain head. It's like 450-ish, yep. Maybe a little less.
And you're running their heads too, right?
Yeah. The Mega Meats.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's quite the blood trails.
Mega Meat for president.
Yeah. I think 24 is going to be interesting, man. 23 is like, it's starting to spice up a lot with a lot of Mega Meat and even dead meat kills. And now I'm like, oh boy, 24 is going to get wild with the push on those, I feel. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I told Brian I haven't used them, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm
shameful.
I mean, G5 has had the number one fixed head for a long time.
Right.
With the Montech.
Yep. Montech.
And I mean, I have no doubt that between the Mega Meat and dead meat, you know, depending on if people want an inch and a half or a 2 inch cut, like it'll be the number one mechanical at some point in the near future.
Yeah.
Because it's just devastating. And my favorite part about it is they fly nice. I said my favorite, but my multiple favorites, they fly nice. Like I've never had a problem with flight. And then I've never had a blade break.
Really?
So I've had blades bend.
Yep.
You know, and which is what they're built to do. So like if you drive it through and you nick a rib or even glance it off that shoulder blade or whatever, it's going to drive through. And then when you pull that broadhead out of there, I've had bent blades, but I've never had one break off. The only time I've ever seen a broken blade is when we tested it on a big bore down in Texas and the bore was hanging and we shot it directly through the shoulder. And then when we pulled it back out, it broke the blades because it's physics.
Yeah, exactly. Weird how that works.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm a big fan. I'll tell, you know, anyone who asks me what broadheads I shoot, I always try to send them to the Mega Meats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's, I haven't ran the Mark arrows yet either. Sorry, Brian. But but yeah, I'm just curious just because I thought you were running the Method and I know you're kind of close with him anyway, or
yeah,
those guys. So.
Yeah, and I had enough to get me through last season. And I think I have 7 or 8 of those arrows left that are like, I'm going to leave my old bow perfectly set up just like that.
Smart.
I'm not going to change anything, so I have a backup bow.
Yep.
But this new bow build is, I'm doing everything new. So I'm even going to order a new release. I've been running the same Scott release since 2012. Mm-hmm. And so I'm basically going to get is Benrep B3?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to get it's basically the B3 version of the same thing I have, but it's the Alpha Flex.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of those caliper. Here.
Yeah. Yep. I was hoping you guys might have one. They came out one kind of matches my bow.
Do we? I don't know if we have them currently.
I look at you and you're like, do we? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they sell fast enough. The website
said out of stock. So
yeah, probably.
Otherwise, I'd have bought it down here.
But you're running the same Scott.
Well, I've been running the Scott Silverhorn, And that is probably from 2008 or
yeah, I was going to say 09, I want to say somewhere.
Yeah, and I have two of them. I love that. I love that release, but then I just recently switched over to Ultra Views.
The Thumb 2.
The Thumb, yeah.
And you have the stainless steel. Yeah,
because I love that weight. Mm-hmm. And quick plug for them too. I've never had an opportunity to say this, but me being new to the, you know, to the T-handle style release, I've dropped it like 20 times. Yeah. And it's got some weight to it. So it's like, it puts a chip in the concrete almost. And I broke it. I was like, dang it. You know, I'm like, that's just not something you want to break, you know? Mm-hmm. So got a hold of them, did the whole process via text message, actually. Sent it to them. 2 weeks later, I had a brand new one show up.
Sweet.
Brand new.
Yeah.
No questions asked. And I even told them, I was upfront. I was like, yeah, I screwed it up. I broke it. And I don't want to take it apart. I'm afraid it, you know, I look at it as like a watch, you know what I mean? Like springs are just going to be flying everywhere. So I'm like, I don't want to do that either. So, and boom, just sent a new one. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's just good customer service.
Good service. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
So now I've got that one again, and I still have the Silverhorns as a backup, but and I've looked into like the B3 equivalent, but I just haven't. I don't know. They still work really good. So yeah.
No point then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll have to take a look and see if we got that one.
The Alpha.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll just give it to you, and then you can make a church or a donation to your local church.
Okay, I can do that.
He was trying to pay us for a hat and a shirt, and it's like, oh man,
I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
and definitely appreciate that. I've done the same thing too. I'm like, dude, can I use this one photo? I'll pay you for it. And you're like, next thing I know, I got a link to a Dropbox folder. I'm like, okay,
yeah, that works. I always try to ask to pay.
Yeah,
and I push it really hard, but some people are too nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Minnesota after all.
Yeah, exactly. Pay it forward though. Pay it forward.
Yeah. What do you got? Any fun stuff you got coming up or any cool stuff that you're really excited about on the horizon here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of always have projects brewing. This will be year 3 of our Roost podcast. Mm-hmm. And so kind of going way bigger and above and beyond with that. So we've got a couple trips. So I'll be in Texas first part of April. And then we gave a turkey hunt away. So that'll be towards the end of April, and then I'll be in Idaho for a long stretch of turkey hunting and content creation in May. So okay. Spring is going to be nice and busy and awesome. Should get to watch a lot of birds hit the ground, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you're doing that podcast with, is it?
Ben O'Brien.
Ben O'Brien, okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. I actually haven't listened to it. I should probably get over there and check it out.
Yeah, if anybody wants to learn, the first season we did was all about like, A to Z turkeys. So everything from biology to calling to decoy setups to run and gun or sit and get. Like, I mean, we went through it all. And then last year was more of like podcasting while we were on tour, things we learned. And then this year we'll kind of switch it up again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was for me, like one of those things is like going through podcasts on Spotify and saw the Roost. I was like, nah, I don't have the time. Because if I start it, I'm going to want to be committed to it. And here it's like, constantly. I mean, you've seen me running around today. It's what it's like, I can't get through a podcast. So no. I'm just like, I want to commit to it and sit down, like read a book sort of thing. So sorry, I'll try and get around
that's okay.
to it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I'm bummed that I won't get to see you at TAC this year. But sounds like you got another really cool project in the works for that. So,
yep.
So that should be a lot of fun for you. And, I don't know. I think that's about it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for helping me out getting my, you know, new bow all ready.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Anytime. I was excited when you messaged me because it's always fun to hang out with you and chat with you. And, you know, again, thanks for all your support. We really appreciate it. And anything you need from us, you just let us know.
You got it.
Yeah. Thanks for hooking me up with First Light. So
no problem.
You can pay it right back to you whenever you need.
Yeah. Right. It started a feud between me and him. Now it's Sitka versus First Light.
That's where we're on corners, man.
On the
That's
Range good. Podcast. Yeah. We're going to have an all out battle one of these days.
It'd be a good Friday.
Oh yeah.
We'll have to get a Kuyu moderator in here.
Oh boy.
Make sure he's got a guide's license.
Yeah.
Otherwise, exactly.
Otherwise you can't.
Yeah. You can't wear that. Otherwise you got to have a rifle. Yeah.
Oh, man. And on that note,
yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So yeah, folks, go check them out. Sam Soholt on Instagram, and you're also on Facebook, and then you've got the Soholt brothers on YouTube.
Yep.
And what am I missing?
I think that's about it. Just public land tees, you know. But yeah, if you, again, just bowtuneschool.com if you're looking to really, you know, dive in and learn a lot more about your bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, folks, you know where you can find us at The Range Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Don't forget to check out both Vapor Trail and Stokerized as well. Prime Archery, we talked a lot about that stuff, so go check that out. And what else we got? You can find the video version of this podcast on YouTube, on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Make sure you get over there, give it a like, subscribe, hit the bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And with that,
we're packing up our bows and hitting the range. Peace.
Have a great day, everybody.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerized branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.